Sadine Al-Ziad is a junior at Nathan Hale High School in Seattle. She's Muslim, but it's a mostly non-Muslim school. Sadine is committed to making her school a more inclusive place for Muslim students. Radioactive's Najuma Abadur has this story about her friend.
Sadine is my best friend. She's funny, and she's obsessed with turtles. In January 2020, Sadine and I got up in front of our whole school at an MLK assembly and gave original speeches about discrimination.
Every culture, language, and gender has all been subject to prejudice in many parts of the world.
Sadine was a sophomore and I was just a freshman when we gave those speeches, but we felt like it was time for us to step up as leaders. Since then, Sadine and I helped start a Muslim Student Association Club with other students at our school. When Sadine started high school, she didn't have a place where she could talk to other Muslim students and express her needs, so she had to create one herself.
I haven't really seen many Muslim leaders at my school, so I just really wanted to be that for other Muslim students and to encourage other Muslim students to, you know, join with me and for us to lead to make our school better for us, because only us Muslim students will know what other Muslim students will need.
When you're a Muslim student at a non-Muslim school, it can be hard to do simple daily tasks like praying. Class schedules are not designed with Muslim students in mind, and most teachers are unaware or forget about prayer time.
You would be in the middle of the classroom and then you're like, oh wait, it's time for prayer now. And I would kind of have to like get the teacher's attention, but that's really hard to do, especially if the teacher is like, you know, mid-lesson. And it's kind of like embarrassing to ask because, again, you're disturbing the classroom.
And when we do go to pray, our high school doesn't have a designated prayer room. A lot of students pray in the library, but that lacks privacy. I use the meeting room, but it's not always available. Our school was simply not built for students like us. Sadine says there's a power dynamic between teachers and students, making it hard to ask for what you need. And when you do, you don't often feel heard.
Like, sometimes as a student, I have to like yell at the top of my lungs to be heard and have to repeat myself over and over and over again, which is like very exhausting. And like, honestly, having to go to these teachers is really a burden because, I don't know, it's just like, it's very hard to talk to authority.
And it's more than just talking to our teachers. Some of these issues are district-wide. For example, even though we get Christmas off, school is scheduled during Eid and Muslim students have to miss class. Sadine says that through the Muslim Student Association, we've made more teachers aware of the issues that affect us, and we've created a space to come together as Muslim youth, to talk and uplift each other. I think back to those speeches we gave. I ended my speech by saying, "The minute we stop talking is the minute we lose our connections, and that's when we fall into the cycle of racism." I believe this stands in this situation too. We all need to communicate, talk, and listen to one another. It's the only way to make our schools an inclusive place for all of us. For Radioactive, this is Najuma Abadur.